Rabbi Yosef, he was very big. The Gemara states that he used to stay with his stomach. The Gemara describes that the bigness of his stomach is a chnoira. Taisa says the reason why we said we don't do the zazel tamachochem, but the reason Taisa Mamtir says not the reason we say it is so in case you see somebody else that's very, very fat, that has a very big stomach, don't make fun of him because Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef was that way. So he was very, very heavy. So took him a yovel to walk every step. So now, as it were, everybody right away, when everybody sat down by his seat, everybody slumped immediately to the floor. He was coming in from the back, and he was walking to see. He sat all the way up front right next to Rebbe, because he always used to tell Rebbe, tidy from his father, Rabbi Yosef. So everybody was sitting on the floor, and Rebbe could not start the shiur until Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef came to his seat, because he couldn't have anybody standing. Omlu Abdon, so Rebbe had a Talmud, his name was Abdon. Who's this person that's walking over people's heads? There's a minute you know from your baba, the little baby sleeping on the floor laying for you. Don't walk over a baby. Here's what the mocker is. You don't walk over anybody's head. So see the mocker, the Rambam taxes it very shame. But he wasn't walking over people's heads. As Rabbi Shmuel was walking, people moved to the side to let him pass by, as he was sitting on the floor. But from the back, it looks like he's walking over people's heads. And maybe he did take a walk over people's heads, so it's not so bur. But I put him, Abdon HaTana, who are you to walk over people's heads? Omalei, Ani Yishmael B'Rabbi Yossi. My name is Yishmael B'Rabbi Yossi. Shabbos Elim Mutar Mirabi. That's who I am. Omalei, so Abdon got angry. Yishmael B'Rabbi Yossi. Omalei, V'chi Hogan HaTa Elim Mutar Mirabi. Who are you? Like to learn Torah from Rabbi. Omalei, V'chi Moshe Hogan Elim Mutar Mirabi Akvura. And Moshe to the Eivishter. Omalei, V'chi Moshe HaTa, what are you Moshe? Omalei, V'chi Yachal HaKim, what is he the Eivishter? That's what I said in passing. As soon as they finish in the old days, the Seder in the base medish used to be, the Shalish used to come into the base medish. As Yevoma came, look at the Rebbe. Omle Rebbe, so she wanted to have chalitza. Omle Rebbe, la'adon, paik botka. Go take the medal, bring her over to two noshim to be bothered if she's a gdol or not. Because if she's a ktana, she can't make chalitza. So Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi waited to the Abdon to walk out with the Megillah, and they stood by the door. As they stood by the door, Lebas of the Norfolk, only Rabbi Shmuel tells Rebbe, Kachom Abba, my tatik zok, Ish kosa b'parsha, aval Isha ben gdol b'ktana. You make chalitza, he has to be Ish, but the ktana, but the Megillah could be, the afray could be gdol b'ktana. Omalei, so he said, Toh, so Rebbe told Lloyd Sichas, he told Abdon, you have to go check. Zafka means gdol b'ktana. Fahur Zokin. Zokin says to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, so from his father, take a passport. Now Abdon has to get back to his seat. What does he do? Come Faseya Abdon Va'osi, because he started walking back over people's heads, or let's say they bent over and it just looked like, well, everyone learned. And he came back to his seat up front. Now, Omle Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Misha Tzarchle Am Kodesh, somebody that the Am Kodesh has to have him, Faseya Am Rosh Am Kodesh, he can walk over people's heads. Of a Misha ain't a Tzarech Am Kodesh, who needs you? Heich Yifasei Arashi Am Kodesh, who gives you the shoes? Me, they need. So I have permission to walk over people's heads. Of who needs you? Omalei Rebbe La'abdon, he told him, Kubaduchtech, stay in your spot. Now from Rebbe's Helika mouth came out, listen to this, it's noire, you have to appreciate the Helika from Inzir Tanoim. Kubaduchtech, stay in your place. I just said those words. Tanim Gnad Abaisa. When Rebbe shot at Abdon, this missile, he told him, Kum beduchtech, stay where you are, because Rebbe was makabel techocha from Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yossi against Abdon. Who needs you? Who needs you? Who you? Who are you walking? Tana b'lent abraisa, v'oisa shon itzdara Abdon. Abdon became a mitzvah from Kopis Fis. At that very same second, Tovu Shnei Bono, two of his kids were happened to have been in the boat. The boat all of a sudden sunk, and they drowned at that second. Uminu Shnei Kaloisov and his two daughters-in-law glide digunas for the rest of their lives because they were mayim shein lamsov. It's pretty good. Omrav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, oh, Baruch Rachmona, thank Eibishter, the kasvei la'abdon b'hayalma. That Abdon got his own in this world, he became a mitzvah, and now he has to say kasvei for two kids. Favos, because if he would have gotten it in the other world, it would have been 1,000 times worse. But the Gemara, what the Mepharshim too, and this mice annoyed, it's a whole omit kufam at base in Yavomis. It's not a medish, it's a Gemara, brings it out. Every prat is divya lekim chayim. Is the lechoyed af mfashtein mamish is a First of all, just want to tell you what it means, kum duchtech. When a tzaddik says something, when a tzaddik says, bleib in dein platz, what happens? Some appreciate what it means, the odom godel. Frat from the tanoim v'amiloim, it's like, bligvul. But even in our times, there's meister, the Malbim used to go, the Malbim, I'll tell you, top secret, the Malbim did Nafshalom Bayis. Nafshalom Bayis. The Malbim did not stay in one place, he was running from place to place, he had such a bitter dilemma, his personal life was terrible. He writes it. He's traveling. The other place is someplace else. He suffered a lot. Avishol Grossman told me that Sidu, he has a Kabbalah that the Malbim Erev Shabbos in a big glass container he blew in cigarette smoke, and the Shabbos he huffed it in. He was very addicted to smoking. Malbim the Beis Halevi said he was zeichet. So he came out with two licht. When the Malbim came, he said against the Pshat. Came out to him, Kabbal put him the Malbim. The Beis Halevi held the Malbim was they chose him out. That he really would have been from the Mamish the Pais Gadol, which he started writing on the Chaim. The Sefer doesn't use it that much. But then they told him they need him to write the Malbim that we know now because against the Maskilim. He was way, way beyond everybody. So the kids, he was a younger man. He was in the early 20s, and he traveled from shtot to shtot. He was always doing that. He feared a Muhammad against the Marocha, against the Maskilim. Kids, he once came to a place, Sam Soif was very old, and so he came to the Sam Soif Shul. And he came in, so by every place the Malbim went, he always sat up front because of his brilliance, and right away they asked him to speak because they knew who he was. So Lamaisa, he sat down on the Sam Soif's banker. Sam Soif was a very, very powerful person. No one said anything to the Malbim. They didn't. He didn't definitely know that that was the Rav Seat. He didn't know that the Chassam Soif was going to walk in. Whatever the mistake was, well, at the end of the story was he sat on the Chassam Soif's banker. As when Chassam Soif walked into the base, everyone was afraid of the Malbim. The Shul was afraid of Chassam Soif. No one said a word. And when the Chassam Soif came in and he saw somebody sitting on his place, the Malbim got up. He realized he was sitting on the Chassam Soif's place. So he got up to move away. So the Chassam Soif said, Zola Bleib. When he said that Zola Bleiben, the Malbim himself said over the story, he said he felt his whole heart crushed, and he said for the rest of his life, he was in his early 20s, for the rest of his life he never died. He only, the Hasog of Tardy that he had until then, he only had it, whatever, everything else was just, he just remembered what he said, but he never was in Salah from that time. For us, but the Chassam Soif said Zola Bleiben. Same thing happened with Nachas David. One of the Gedolei Yisrael was Rab David Kalina. When the Modenish and Rabbonim were writing, you can make Kiddush Malah tonight, you know, like the Y eunuchs, Kiddush Malah tonight, oh, they to save the Agunas from Pashim, the Fatim and the Agunas. And then they're doing this, and they make comedy things. So Rab Chaim Briske is Rab Dov Kalina to write a Tshuva. He was the one that wrote the Tshuva. Rab Chaim held he was the God Ladurch. He never looked in the Achren. He said he just wishes he had the time to look in the Achren. He just doesn't have the time. It was a Masmach Legadarach. When he was a little boy, 9 years old, he was once Nachal Dov that was saying Yashir. And he was such a heart, he was such a genius, this Rab Dov Kalina. There's two pictures of him. We still have two pictures of him. So he used to hakarayim, the Nachas Dovid. He was a 9-year-old kid. I was 9 years old. You know, you're not talking about, he's a little kid. And he banged and he used to destroy the Nachas Dovid. And then they once pissed away, and then Nachas Dovid was preparing his share, and he knew he was going to be. He said, Oi, the kleine vet mefregen. And he was preparing. And he was still listening, so he went through the window. What's up, the kleine vet mefregen? I say. See, ooh, Nachas Dovid will say. Kids, Mama, she let him have it, but kids, it was once by his share, it was once too much. And he said, he was there by the share, and the Nachas Dovid said, share. And then the Rab Dov Kalin, the Ranga from the Kasha. So he said, I shy for a bit. He says, kleine. Like Zayshtil, he said, Klein Zayshtil. They say the Nachas Dovid was so short that his head just went a little bit above a table. There's pictures of him. I saw a picture of him sitting together with a picture of a lot of other people. And I didn't know what happened. He's so much, he's like a little yingler, except with a man's face and a man's body. But he's so much, everybody like this, the heads are basically the same level. Him, he sees him. What? So I don't know what happened until I sort of saw the stories. And I said, what's made that sad? Kum beduchtech. Yeah, because Kum Beduchtech is on the spot, is Nitzara, and two of his kids died. Now, they have to understand like this. What happened over here? Abdom wasn't right. The Ram is more in Sanhedrin, the Zayin. The nine, the dying, Shalai, Yafsiya, Rashi, Am Kodesh. Vanaves means the dying does not walk over people's heads. Shamlai Salam Amalis. Vesamach Lai Elam Mishpokim. Vesay Elam Mishpokim is Taka dying, but don't lay Salam Amalis. Don't walk, don't give this trap. Don't go with steps over people's heads. The Rambam brings it down the halach and Hichas Sanhedrin and Perek Chofei Beis. So the friend also learned Kalus Reis Avol Pisa Nei Amana and Dai in a row. It shouldn't don't against the Amanatsim. V'lo Yarsi Al Roshi Am Kodesh. Don't walk over people's heads. Avol Pisa Nei Medjoytes Rishvelim. Oh, it's also this one. Avol Mitzch V'Yankev Heim V'Tzivis Hashem. Shehoitzi Meres Mitzrayim B'Koyach Golol V'Yod Chazoka V'Soivol Torech Hatzibu Ma'asom Kamoish Rabbeinu Shana Ba'omek Shaiyisa Oim Mesa Yoinik. And the Rambam says what it means, Amali. You have to carry the tzibur. He says, "Omer b'pi kavolah Moshe Rabbeinu v'itzavon al bnei Yisrael sh'omer l'Moshe l'Aaron al menashi makalim esrim v'sotim esrim avonim." When you're a rov, you have to be willing to carry the tzibur till they throw stones on you. They want to kill you. That's how much you have to carry the tzibur. So what are you allowed to walk? You're not walk over people's heads. Is Abdon when he saw Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosef? What was the time? I think it was a Rambam. Often the Gemara. You're not walking. Abdon's right. And then the Rashi says, he's not right in Sanhedrin, the Rashi says, a Meturgaman that even the Tzibur needs. The Meturgaman, a Rebbe kid, there's no microphones, the Meturgaman had a powerful voice. He used to say over the issue, I remember Rav Nosson, the last Moshe Rav Nosson. They asked Rav Nosson to say, the last year that he was alive, from Simchas Torah, they asked him to say a poverta. And Rav Nosson was weak like a fly, couldn't talk. So I pushed through the crowd, and I went up by the Oren Kodesh. I told Rav Nosson, Zog a poverta. He says, I can't. So I told him, you tell me, Zog must be Zog, Vel Chisev Zog. So what Rav Nosson told me, I screamed at the top of my lungs. I screamed at it. I became the Meturgamot. He said three words. And that was his last drasha he said in the Tzibur. Last drasha, whatever, I don't want to go into. The function of a Meturgamot is, otherwise there's no drasha. We never would have heard those pearls of wisdom, the goodbye drasha of Rav Nosson, that happened to have said the exact same thing Rav Aaron said in his last drasha. The exact same thing. What Rav Aaron said. The same things that he said was the parting words of the Rosh Hashim and the Mashgiach of Leikon. The function of a Meturgam, you have to push through the gate, otherwise it won't be the Drasha. So, Avon became, you're not allowed to walk over people's heads. What's the time on Avon? No Hashem. Maisa the Gemara is in Bava Kama Daf Nun, Maisa Vibit in Luchonim Chayfasichin, Shonothel Tak Bor Godu. She Chuyu was the one that was Matir himself a Klai Yisrael. He made sure Klai Yisrael have a lot of boiters and have water. Everybody had what to drink. You couldn't drink. There was the boy Vidil Rab Chanina Ben Doisa. Shor Rishani says Amlam Shalom. She didn't drown. The daughter fell into the big boat. She couldn't swim. She couldn't drown. He said no Shalom. Shnia. They said it's 2 hours already, and the good daughter did not come up. He said Shalom. Shlishis Amlam also. He said no. She's up. He was Magish Baruch Kachet. No, she's out of the water. So then they asked the maid of the vet, he's going to move from the grace of boy. Everybody saw you falling, so how did you get out? It was Yitzchok's isle, and it was Avrom came, they got some Isa. So they went back to Rabbi Chanina and Bedoisa. They asked him, Omeloi Novi, Atopsta Novi. Omeloi Novi, Anoichi, Vloi Ben Novi, Anoichi. Lakach Marti, Dovisha Oisi Tzadik Mitzar, Yehoshua Bezari, and the Chun Yechoy Fesich was Matrich himself as a Kleisel Shav water. So his daughter should drown in water? Das kann nicht sein. Next line, the Gemara. Omer Avacha, Afi became Meis Benoi Batzomo. His kid drowned. His kid died from hunger, from thirst. Shanema Asviv of Nisra Moid. The Gemara says it from line to line. The Gemara said something, Tzadik Mitzar, Yehoshua Bezari. The next line, so therefore his daughter has to be alive. The next night, no, his kid died from thirst. That's like the same time. If somebody gives Klai Sol water to drink, his kid should die from thirst. What's the Gemara saying? This is Tosis Kasha, the Shita Kasha, the Maral, everybody is. What's the Gemara? The Gemara is Tosis from line to line. What's the Pshat? Second Kasha. No Hakasha. Shteta say, and by the tremendous Techocha from Nos Hanovi to Dov Shteta Zay. Capital Yud Beis and Shmuel Beis. Listen to this. Vayishach Hashem is Nos Hanov Dov V'yayimelo V'yayimelo Zotra Zay. Shnei Anosh Mahi V'yirachas. Listen to this. Two people in one city. Echad Osher V'echad Rosh. A poor person and a rich person. Lo Osher Hayitzoyin U'boka Harbem Oy. Tchum Agan Tzik Aral Fulam. Lo Rosh Ein Kol. He has nothing. Ki Yem Kiv Sa'achas. Ein Klein Hashef Salah. One Klein Hashef Salah. Hashakono, he bought it. Vaychayel, he brought it off. Vatigali moi, vimbonav yachtov. This is the only thing the chatkula they have is this shepselim. Mi pitoy tochal, the only gave the from his bread. He gave the shepsel to eat. Umekise shos, he gave him to drink. Ubecheke tishkav yusis, asleep in his lap. Vatigali kavas, he loved his little shepselim. Nu, vayova hoylich leisha osha, vayachum lakachs mitzonim v'kara lachas. Lenech habola, he had a guest. Nu, so the osha wanted to make a party. So he didn't want to take from his chef's lach and sheft it and eat it. Vayikach kivsas ish, he took the poor person guy, he snatched it away. Vasel isha bolov, and then he made a party for the guy that came. So he said, do you ever hear such a miser? The osha, filthy osha, he's rich like koyach. And then vasa, who machem doit na gresas, sudus, what does he take? He doesn't take his chef's lach. Goes, he takes the poor person as a little chef's lach. Maybe the sotnish, and then the zain chef's lach, and he shafts it and he eats it, that's the pshat. Vayikach hab dovid vayishmoid, got angry. The man says, "Machayiv misa." This akipsi shalom abatayim will pay four times. He's chayiv misa. We take away four shekels. We'll give it to the poor person. Ekiv v'shaosas hadova aze v'ashalach chomel onachmonis. V'yom enosin al David ato shtubas the man. What's the genuven? Dosas genuv vaybe. What's the vay genuven? Ba'sheva from the Uriah. You get Uriah killed and then you take Bathsheba? What kind of malach is this? Uri gevalt, David HaMelech got to Techoch. It's Alam of Farsham Fregen. David HaMelech was a very wise person. Kessi is talking, David HaMelech has a hand, he did Shaloi Kehoigen. Nay, come to Bragan, it's a Baba Maise, Shaloi Dubum, like never happened. It's a marshal. Well, David HaMelech gita gishar, Chai Hashem, they said, oh, Ata Ish. Why did he do it this way? Why did the Dosan HaNovi give Techoch on such a Nogoyistik Oifu? Bomakasha? Then you see a binyan hits, mind boggling. Shteit, when Yosef came to the brothers, so v'yiru oisei minochak, oh, come Yosef, the v'alach alemis. B'ten v'yikar v'alem, v'yisnaklu oisei lahamisa. So what is v'yisnaklu? Snaklu means a trick. Oisei, she say, v'yashav lahamisa, they wanted to kill him. She said, oisei, what's oisei? Zokrashi. Oisei, k'moi itoi, imoi, k'loi me'elov. This is the hardest Rashi in the Torah. The Gedolei Yisrael look and say that Rashi, for example, they went to Rashi's kever and they fasted days and days. The Rashi should be megaltem the title of what Rashi is saying. What's Rashi saying? Vayisnaklu oisei. So Rashi, oisei k'moi itoi imoi k'loi me'elov. It's a small Rashi. Everybody muches all the balei diktuk and the muches the pshat. Everybody says a pshat and still not a pshat. No one really knows what they on the Heilige Rashi. Nochmal, the staklu oisei lamisei, so krashei oisei, k'moi itoi, imoi, k'loi me'elov. What is Rashi saying here? What's the words? What's up in Rashi? I tell you, so Golov Anoida, how everything ties in. It's much not to believe. But so chomedic, it's so chomedic you can't be masik. I'll answer us, that's Baklaya, what happened by Abdon, I'll answer us what of the Tfiyah, what it was, what's the staklu oisei, all the Tfiyah, the Kekashas, with David, everything fits into one message. That's Noir of Oil. If you take a look in the Brias Oilam, the Yerush Vashaf in the world, before Yom HaShabbos, the Yerush created, put everything set in the Bria, how everything should be. So you see in the Pasuk, it says when the Yerush created the Mensch, the Tachas of the Bria, it says three times the word Bora. Vayivra lekim asa odem b'tzalmei b'tzalmei lekim, Bora oisai, Zohanakeva Bora oisai. What's the Bora, Vayivra, what's the Rangelet in the Mensch, Psaini from Bora, Nivra, what's the Tachas of the Bria, in the Pasuk? Is Mepharshim explaining the Gemara that he sought God of an Oida? A mensch is a nivra. You are a creation. You're not a creator. You are a creation. You're also a creator. Not only are you a creation, but you can create. A mensch of chasne can a mensch of a kid. Where'd you get a piece of wood? Can a shafen a piece of wood? There's nothing in the breed that can do it. So the Yevishim put that into the teva. Behemoth also. The Yevishim about a mensch and is a boyde. So Pash says, that's the Zohar Nekeva Bara Oysam, that they can reproduce. But there's a different thing. Mitzem Lekim Bara Oysam, what's this Bara Oysam? First of all, the Yevish Bashaf, as I mentioned, is a Bara. And in Farshim, the Sfasemis, all the Farshim, from way before the Sfasemis, they speak about it on this Pasuk. HaShamayim Shamayim Lashem, the Yevish set up the system in the Bria. Obe V'ho'oretz, Nosan Levnei Odom, how the Shamayim Shamayim Lashem should work. It means like this. How Klai Yisrael should, how the Eved should be no good Klai Yisrael is totally in the mensch. Totally in the mensch is machshava dibba umaisa. In other words, the whole Merkov, it's nechnoida, nefshachayim, and Shar Aleph, Peri Gimel is a marich on this. He says like this. Kein bedimyan zera kaviyochum. Borahu yizborach esa odom. Vihishlitoi al libei rivavon koiches vailomus ein misbor. Umasram biyodoi. Shehu hamedaber. The Hamanig Oisam, he's the one that fears him. I'll be called Protov to know of Maisa, the Buddha of Mashem Oisam. The whole Siddha Hanag Oisam, and the Toy, and the Epic Hashem. Gave she made it. Now, I don't know if you're going to believe in it, because if you believe in this, you'll be in a shtana l'ishacha in a moment. So if you at least hear it, maybe one day you'll believe in it. Maybe it might work. Actually, whatever you think is mashpia on millions of worlds. What worlds? It's the fact. If you make birchas hashayotze like a mensch, it's because you, another two people, were diagnosed. You didn't say there's a lot of kids, schwach, they fall to the sides. The Eibshe put a koyach in a mensch, that he's a boyday. All the hashpoyes for Shemayim will go only alpiv, alpid the mensch. It's a fact. A mensch boit, and we don't realize it. A mensch poofed a ganze Shabbos. He does nothing. And if a person would have had a breath of cycle, not a lot, just a little cycle, he would realize, what am I doing? What's tooth with that lemon? This is what Shabbos is all about. Shlovs, the estu, the shlovs, we are behaving. But if a person would only have a breath of cycle and know that he's a boine, so he knew that if he reist with a shticker, and no, Abba became, I'm going to learn. I'll learn to sleep 20 minutes, a half hour, at most, and go back to the Gemara, say Tilum, learn, have a Chavrusa. The schar that you're going to get is Noida. But if you decide, I'm going to fill it up, open up your tie, loosen your belt, shovel it in, till I can't anymore. Vosses the Gitom, started Seyach. And also, lower the last year, where was your Achrais? The person doesn't realize it. Because he doesn't see the river voice, he doesn't see the velden, he doesn't see shchina, he just sees the boy. And oisin bitneim aleihem, you make your boy your god. Kovet Shabbos, thou shlofim, don't starvin, and you keep letting zechayin stupidities, I got be stupidities, until comes the yom adin. Then you say, oy vey, then it's really too late. Zok te nevesh achayim, v'chele hepech, mihorsayich u'machrivayich mimeich yetzu. Who was the one that gave Hitler the koyach? Hitler was a shliach. From who? From us. Us? We don't want to have people to be, they should take Yiddish kinder, throw them up in the air, take a pitchfork and catch them on the tip of the pitchfork, see how much you could destroy a Jew, kids quivering to death. We don't want that. Who's the one that gave Hitler that koyach? We did it. No one believes it because we don't believe in Schava Oynish. Tom, I mentioned what Gegleib, an imam in Bamun, Shleim, Schava Oynish. But it was a state in the third passing in Shai in the Memtes. Meharsayach machirivayach mi meich yitzayu. By us, Torah is, it could be together with the Mudei Chol. It's a ganze, Oilam Aruchni became a ganze fulfilled. And we don't realize where we're going. Zog to Nevesh HaChaim, Api kol proti sidir han hagoysa, b'chol in yonu, b'chol eis v'rega mamish, that means this second. If you're not committed to yourself, to HaKabol Yisrael Mach HaShemayim, the person's a mazik. He's a mazik to the highest level. You are the koyach of the bria. The Eibusha made you into a nivra, as that's a nivra that you're a boyle. Nisha can sarayim bring it under bashefinishin in the world. You can bring children into the world. But you control the whole bria kula. Now, when a tzaddik says, kum beduchteich, the koyach of a mensch, that's heilig, that's pure, that anything that comes out of his mouth will be in the sky. It will be in the sky. Why will it be in the sky? But let us take his own. But if a person does is loose with himself, he's just a mazik. He's a walking, talking mazik. So the Nefesh HaChaim, the Mezinit Shemagit says the same episode. Da ba'alamayla, you want to was tutuch in himmel, mimcho. Da ba'alamayla, if you want to vigit the age that no exam in Klai Yisrael, that's mimcho. Take a look at yourself. If you want to know what kind of oilam habi you have, take a look at your Shabbos. If you want to know what kind of nitzchi you have, take a look at the night of Pesach. They stay in Svar. The Chedis. Wie hast du geprafet der Nacht von Pesach? What time did you finish? What did you do? What did you give in? What was your Kabbalah's Earl? What was your Chedis? You muffled yourself from the whole Gelulei Mitzrayim from the world. Whatever. There are times you can see. Dam alamal is mamcho. Look at yourself. And people don't have the strength. They're so meyuyish and broken by themselves. And they don't believe in the Himmel Shal Koiches. There's no one that's teaching us today that you're getlach a mensch. Pshut de kamash moy. The Satmarova said a plate is a pair. Whatever came out of his mouth was in the sky. Baba Sali, whatever came out of his mouth was in the sky. The Stipel, whatever came out of his mouth. In every machne, the heilige, heilige mention. Where did they get the koyach? It's in Gleip that they had this koyach. And they knew they are boinoyach. And they trained themselves that way, and they lived that way, and they made sure the house is that way, and they were shoylet on the bria, pshutu kamash shmoy. So to Nevesh HaChayim, Akiyas Yamsuf, Moshe Shrei, Tvitzik Moshe Lashem. So to Matitzik Alay, what are you yelling at me? Dabar Abra Yisrael V'Yisrael. The Yemshi could do it, but they don't believe that I could do it. If they believe that I could do Kriyas Yamsuf, then I could do it. I heard from Rav Yaakov, Favos is Akriyas Adebe Kentor Anes. They're Anisim, but even by Tzadik Mada Yoyim. Because they glade in Hashem Tzuch, Hashem is as big as Yishayim. How is Hashem in your life? Verse is very, very small. We believe in Anogis HaTeva. We don't even write Baruch Hashem. The old days, my days, I told you. You write Baruch Hashem in the corner of a page, you box them and you shouldn't dig it out. Today we don't even write Baruch Hashem on the page. Kamat doesn't exist. It's only been here to droshes or signs on the walls. Or you think something, or when you yell about somebody, you say. Or, you know. But to exist in your life, there's a burden called Alomis that's looking at you. It doesn't exist in our life. Kamat. A little bit, a mashu by tefillah sometimes. I mentioned that Avin Su'en. Doesn't have that training, doesn't have that feeling. We're so rochok and distant, it's shekla. So after ich can just turn Kriyas Yamsuf, of course I can do it. But it's like a lie, what should I? It's totally in the bench. If Klai Yisrael believes that I can make Kriyas Yamsuf, I'll make Kriyas Yamsuf. If they don't believe I can do this, I can't do it. Hashemayim, Shemayim, what's the name of them? How does Shemayim, Shemayim, Hashem should work? So everything is really totally in the bench. That's what they're cloud in the whole Bria Kula. That's the pshat in the Medish, the Medish says, Eicha, we spoke about a Baruch in Parsha Aleph, Simulam at Gimel. The Zman she is all oisin the tzoyne shal mokem, my sifin koyach al gvuru shal maila. You we give the Eivish a koyach. Shanema ze, kumoy da ta'oma belekim, nasa choyel. You give the Hashem strength. The Zman she ain't yisrael oisin the tzoyne shal mokem, kaviyoch batish and koyach al gvuru shal maila. Shanema tzu yilot chetashi, tell me. The Eivish ought in sleep, uyo the Eivish on sleep. I told you what's a boy the gemais for the Baal Shem. The Baal Shem was sitting by the table, he do the, at night, he used to have the Suda was with the farmers, with the people that were rochuk lagamri. In the daytime he had it with the poshut, with the mention. Mashal Shudim was only Rav Derav, and it was only with only Danash, only the grace of Malim Yisov. Great of Malim Yisov. So it was one of his Talmidim, had Ben Yochid. I don't like playing a kidney, Ben Skunim. And the kid, he brought in his kidney, he said, Kukav Nebim, Kukav Nebim. He wanted, he should look at the Baal Shem Tov, but cook the Vatzavik, it's Mashpia. So the kid was looking at the Rebbe, and the Rebbe, the Baal Shem Tov smiled, so the Baal Shem Tov saw what he did. So he told him, he says, Mezog, but I sleep on kin. So he said, Abadi, he's a Ben Skuni, we're Zorch, the last time to have a kid. So the Viv lost the lead on kin. So the Rebbe, Chov, I'm leave, Chas, it's Shaykh. So Baal Shem Tov says, Ich ob leave, the Gresder Roshah, me vidu has lead on kin. Shaykh. He said, Vesvos, the Vesvos, Ich ob leave, the Gresder Tzadik. So this was quiet. He said, "Zolst this in time." As the Eibishter had lived, the Gresder Rosha, maybe you have lived the Gresder Tzadik. What it means, the Eibishter had lived the Gresder Rosha. So why is it that the Eibishter let Hitler do what he did? Why is it that the whole film has to get geshocht in the throats, the heads cut off? The Eibishter saw it. Why did he let it go? Hadn't sleep. Umshulke gingle, medele, tate, mame. What happened? The Torah says, whose fault is this? Eivishter standing with his hands locked. We handcuffed the Eivishter. Can't do it. So you lot chatesh, because we're the balabas. We're the balabas. If we believe, enoid mavade, and we're kayif to divrei Torah, why does Shkocha fit that these people have to suffer? Is mishpatech haTorah Rava. We don't understand. It's racham, that's way beyond us. And we don't have to know why these people were chosen to be the korban. But one thing we do know, whose fault it is, it's our fault. It's not the Rabbi's fault, the Shluchim, from Midas Adin, to put Klai Yisrael into shape. Why? So you love Chateshi. The second that you realize that this is true, when you walk in the street, you'll be Mekushal Amayla. When you go to sleep, your heart, you'll be Fanum with the Shechinim. You'll daven, you'll have Neshama with the Reisgeim, with the Bengsha, begging the Eivshah to help. But if you don't believe in these Mesogim, you'll just live a regular mundane life. Push it to life, you'll make a bracha in there, yeah, kavana, yish kavana, you buy things that cover Pesach, yeah, we're good, ooh, shit, he's thick a level. But the second you realize that everything is totally in you, and your achrayis, and the schar you're going to get for everything that you do is beyond words. And chas v'sholom fakert. Everything is totally in the mensch. A person doesn't realize it. That's the pshat, but in Eiv. Listen to this, it's very, very, very important. In Eiv Gimel, ki pachad pochadati v'yesa'eni v'asher yogurti yoviti. There's certain people that are nervous people. And the guy's looking at me, the guy's coming. Dog's going to come. This guy, he's scared. You know, scared. If you're scared that that's going to happen to you, that's what's going to happen to you. Do you know that it's a real fact? People think it's real. Kipahat pochadati? I'm scared that one day I'm going to lose everything. My kids, Hashem, are going to die. You know, who knows what? Yes, ain't it? It happened. Vashe yogurti? I was afraid of it? It's taki yavoyibi. If you batuach, rabbi shab, ich bin deiner akin. Tate, ich weiß du wirst mir helfen. You'll help me bring up my children. They should be yaleim or shleimim. You'll make it that I should be a tamachochem. That's what's going to happen. Oy, tate, ich nazar losha. Ah, my kids will never make it. The whole school system is corrupt. And the kids are going, who knows what? That's going to happen. That's what's going to happen to your kids. So if some soife, he wrote a letter, but he it was a ganze shayla. Somebody brought him a shayla, and he was so if some soife, what should I do? Ki gavda kapdona no. I get nervous in these things. An attack of tragedy happened. Somebody wrote a mishael nechazavelis and something happened. Somebody died. He said, "I'm afraid. This is my tchunas nefesh. I'm nervous." Zokti gemorim and the doran lamed veiz. Kol amenachash loy nachash. Ooh, a black cat crossed my road. Maybe the guy might have superstitions. I never do that. It's like a superstition. I never do that. In the elevator, there's no number 13. I never had that. A guy told me that. Did you know? You knew that? I never know that. 13 is a bad, means my favorite number. You'd give them, I don't. By God, there's no such thing as floor 13. Because 13 is like, it's like a, something about 13. I never knew the going out is this mishgas. This mishgas I didn't know about. Just found out. There's something myself. If call a menachash, ooh, 13 is a scary number. It's like a loy nachash. You better watch it. If you have 13 children, something's going to happen to you. If you have 13, if you live in the number 13, you're finished. Whatever you think, that's what's going to happen to you. And it goes so wide. Listen to this. So if brochus, the Gemara said, Omer Abov Nalevi, Hanifte Mechaveri, Al Yom Leich Bisholen, and a Leich Lisholen. Shari Yisrei Omer Moishe, Leich Lisholen, Olav Atzliach. Dover Omer Alach Sholem, Leich Bisholen, Olav Anitle. So if you say, Leich Lisholen, focus on today, Lisholen, you'll be Matzliach. It's Leich Bisholen, then it'll be Nitle, you'll be hung. So don't say Leich Bisholen, Leich Lisholen. It's in the Gemara. So the Muki Yosef at the end of a Moikot the Letz the Shtikel, the Dakim Moshe brings it down in the Letz the Simen and Yerideya. This is the Tana only said it for nervous people. If you're that nervous, what's chilek lishalom bishalom? What's that? Give it last part. Nothing will happen to you. But if you're nervous, he said bishalom. Oh, I'm finished. You better watch it.
The other person is nervous.
The Shemaya is nervous. It's totally in the Shemaya, not in the Medaba, in the Shemaya. Oh no, he told me, Lech Bisholim. Oh no, I'm finished. You could tag, you better not go out. Better hide under your car to stay there for a couple of days. Because you're finished. You got the kaptona. You shaf, you but see, it's not only the whole Bria, the whole Ma'achachayim. It's telling you yourself. Zugois. At the end of the Gemara in Brachas has two blatant vegan Zugois. Toch noy de boim, tanoy va boim, tanoy mit Zugois. So the Gemara klal, the Milsam man, the copied, kapti ba day. Loy copied ba day. I was getting it on with Zugois. Leave me alone. It won't bother you. But if you're a person, oh no, I got two. I took two choices, I have to take three. I take two eggs, I need three. I button two buttons, I better button three. You cop it, you better watch it. The spooks are going to run after you again. And that's what the Gemara has, the whole thing with the boogeyman, all that's coming. Why are you afraid of the boogeyman? He's going to come after you. He's going to get you from all his eye. All the klinkas are razak, you want to clown of the milsa. Man, the kobe kabdinale. Katlonis. Sukim katlonis. Big bach legis, the shayim, the ramam, the rosh. A lady gets married. I know two ladies. I know that way. She got married once. Her husband choked. Second one got killed. She got married a third time. Is she allowed to get married? It's katlonis. So many tshuvas that the Rambam, the different sheet is old. It's only for a person that a nervous person. But if you don't believe in katlonis, nothing's going to happen. L'maisa, the Gemara says shlishi lo tinosei. The Gemara need the samach dalet says nishes l'ishin umeis l'sheni umeis shlishi lo tinosei. V'im nishes l'teitzei. So the Rambam, you know what you do? He said, Kachoy, the Rambam, Kassim Mishra brings him to the Rambam. You know what he's doing? The Rambam said, somebody came to him, listen, he wants to marry Kathleen. He said, you know what to do? Dude, privately, no one knows about it. He said, okay, oh, you got married. That's something. And this is like, it's off of the Gemara. That's only for nervous people. So the Rishonim, B'sichlam Hazach, they're the ones that can say that. We don't know that. But they tell us, this Gemara is only for never as a mention. You know, I don't go, it's the whole thing, Kathleen. And there are people that got married once, twice, and they live happily ever after, nothing happens to them. And the people, if they're married once or twice, they're married a third time, so they have stopped you. And what's the tallin? In your mind. The way you think about yourself, if you think you're a shmata, you are going to be dealt like a shmata. think you're at Salam Aleichem, you have that self-confidence, and you read the right Svarim, you learn the Mamore Chazal, and it gives you the Vosmeit Ayid, then all of a sudden you're going to have a different Anhog in your whole life. Look, the Gemara, listen to another example. The Gemara in Yevam Sain Beis. The Gemara state in the Midbar, they didn't mala themselves in the Midbar. Why? There was no Ruach. It's fine. This. The Gemara says in Bob Metzia, Gan Samaisa, with Ruach, how important it is to have. They say in Denver, and Denver is a very difficult place to live. Why? Because it's surrounded by mountains, and there's no gust of wind to take away the pollution. You have to have that. At a certain time, there was a very, very big sakon in Denver because it was surrounded by mountains. And winds, the Gemara says, is one of the biggest sibus why people get sick in Sloyland. So Zok the Gemara that the Bibalta was that Ruach Tzfonis is a very important wind, and it cleans and it brings the right things. Zok the Gemara in the Midway, they didn't mal themselves because there's no Ruach Tzfonis. Good. Omen HaPopar Hilkach, Yermi the Evil Imal. Let's say you have a cloudy day, so the winds are not blowing so good. How can I mal my kid? Because I'm not going to have the right gust of air. So I'm not going to have the bliss. Look, Avala Idna. Zok HaPopar, you don't have to. Avala Idna. Dosh Beinam, Shem Rupsay Hashem. Shem, Shem, Shem. Okay, we make a bliss even though it's cloudy. So bring it in the Mukim Yosef in the Ritva. If somebody Misha Adayin Mefachet, no, I'm scared. I'm a health bug. I'm psyched up with the winds. You gotta have the right winds. It's a cloudy day. I can't make a bliss. Zog to the Ritva, you don't have to make the bliss. You can push it off. How do you push it? Vatel, what's the essay? I'm gonna pop it. You're the evil of my lean. You don't make it. Yavshe Shalema argues very, very sharp against this Ritva, but again, the same Hanogat. But the Ritva holds, the Mukim Yosef brings down, Kanavez a mensch. I'm worried. I'm not a Pessy. I say I'm not a Pessy. You're a Pessy, so you make the business. But I'm not a Pessy. I'm very smart. I'm in the health line. I know this is important. You got to have your vitamins. You have to have the gust of wind. That's a cloudy day, my kid. What's going to be? You take a potter. You take a potter. You're mavatul mitzese. You face the smite. Listen to the words of the Torah. It's totally in the bench. What your hanhogis, your dinim, your chayuvim is totally mamish in the bench. So also give ayin hora. I wrote a whole safe on this thing. I can't go through all the potter. It's weeks and weeks of work. So let's say the Mordechai and the Taj Matzot. Let's say you have two brothers to get an aliyah. A father makes a simcha. He wants to have all his kids to get an aliyah. I don't hold it as at all. I think it's gaiva, but it seems that people do these things. The people, they like the cousins and the shvogas. The whole family, they own the Sefer Torah that week. And they make all the Mishabech. They go every day and fire it everybody's name. It takes 9 years. And all gaiva midas. Okay, it's not a you don't have two brothers to go up to Sefer Torah. And then Shukhadar brings it also. You know, no. Now, there's a shita. Some achrenim hold, the noik tzayin Yosef, a few other achrenim hold. No, madleko, I'm not worried about ayin hora. I'm not worried about ayin hora. So, can you say I'm not worried about ayin hora to bring two brothers together? Could you have a maftir and dad? So, sugis and alochas. Yes or not? It's a big machloikas and achrenim. If you say mandakopid, like abdino on ayin hora. A lot of poskim hold, you say mandakopid, like abdino, that's only on sugis, but on ayin hora, it's a mazik be'etzam. The Stiples family, Loyalenu, they have three people that have a terrible sickness. Terrible, terrible sickness. And the Stiples said on himself, he knows that it was because of Ayin Hora, and he knows who gave him Ayin Hora. He was the same. The Stiples, from the Amudei Olam, Ayin Hora is a mazik. Some hold he's no Mandalay Kod, he's no Loy. On Ayin Hora, I heard from Abchaim Kineske, yes, myself, he says, you don't say Mandalay Kopel on Ayin Hora, you don't say, you only Mandalay Kopel on Zugis, not Ayin Hora. Fizon Zainda, I saw this, whatever you believe in, that's what's going to happen to you. You have to get back to Bim Yashim, all the answers. But you have to still build it up to see how pure it is. Stay in the Onheim from Shara Betoch, and Herod from the Chovis Avovis. It says, a person's Mechuyiv to have a Gavaldike Betochen, as Avis told me, Luchas Nefesh, you'll be more dik a happy life. Umish Bateach Bezulas Hashem, Vibateach Naron Yevshe, Meisir Holekim Ashko Chosem Yalov, Umniach Hesoy, Vyad Misha Batechadov. I don't believe in Chasra Alapos Horezok from world. I believe in statistics. You know what statistics are? So the Avis Opid in statistics is 1 from 4 goes from Yanamach. You know that? In the insurance company, they have it. How they sell insurance and this and they come out with statistics. How many people die in car accidents? How many people die from Yana Machla? How many people have this? I mentioned that's how they got a Shabbos tish. Cook that room as I tish. Face the oi face. If it didn't want to buy it, it will be. I'll be Teva. It's a bit of a gal. You're right. So if you believe in Teva, you're really messed up. In every single thing in your life. But if you don't believe in Teva, you believe in Ein Oid Mavadeh, that He controls everything, you're not going to be Nimsa Biyat Teva. There's no way the Umis Oilim say it and the Yidden say it, the Klal and the Prat is Chloide. There's no way Alpi Teva that the Yidden could be able to exist another year. Alpi Teva. Of everything, of all the Umis Oilim, of everything that's being done, and everybody's deciding Israel with America and Britain, more than all of them, they're the ones that are feeding the Arabs and encouraging them and giving them all the things, yeah, with oil, without oil, everything. There's no way Alpi Teva the Yidden could exist. It's how the Yidden exists. There's no way the Yidden could have existed all the years up to now, but now, living now. How are we going to exist? Oh, if you live in Teva, if you listen to the radio, CBS, and you listen to the newspapers, and you listen, and you base your feelings on what you hear, and you believe in Teva, oh, they can do this, Boshim, we have missiles, we have nuclear, we'll warn them, and we have scars, and we did this, and you believe in Teva, it's a bit to be gone. There's no way we're going to make it up with Teva. There are billions of Arabs, and how many Yidden are there? But if you don't believe in Teva, and you believe as a yeshiva man that's sitting alone with Chavrusa, and his number, she's thinking about the chleis, the chetich nas and vela, and the work that happened with the shach and the taz, and the two steers, the bavus, as here they mamash soysen themselves when they obey, and you're working it out. Dos vet sebrechen alu umis oilam. Otra Chazonish said that if Raboch Be and Abshima was alive, Hitler could not have done what he did. I never in my life heard something that's more than what I said in that sentence. Hitler, yamach shemay v'zichek, the Third Reich, he almost took over the ganze Bria. What he had, he took over country after country after country. Was that getorn zu Yidden? Sogt er sam Seufe, und sogt er, der Chazanis was not a chosid of Rabochus Bez der Chalimbet, and not Avshem Zidah. He was Shmaitzah Libet in Hilchasa. But the ideas had told that these two tzaddikim had, that their heads are gespolten to figure out the maimik of what is, what's the kind of maimik, what's the Visha maimik, what's the Rambam maimik, the Rajba, and the Chalukim, and they understand it. He says, if these two people be alive, they will get left in the world, for Hitler nicht gekannt am Azakoyach. They don't believe in Teva. These said that the Chazanish didn't believe in Teva. As Fei Yidalach dort in the Rabach Be, with his payas and his hat, that when they gave him his hat, when he used to put his hat down on the table, put his Gemara on a hat, he smashed his hat down. Rav Shimshin Pinkus told me very good, he said, Rabach Be made a hat from sein hut. His hat shouldn't be in Metzias. He didn't buy a Borsellino, took it in the mirror, and took his wife along to look at Mimini Machel and smell Gavir to see it. But the doofus, how he looks from Alazaitan, because he has to buy his $150 hat, and then when the Oni comes the next day, he gives him a corner and looks at the Isher to see if it's Zemes. They don't live such a fashnuk in the land. The Ruchni is to mention. So Melef, Rabbi Ochben, Rabbi Shimon, Shkop would be alive. Hitler couldn't do what he did. No, the Gemara says, Moyti Gazach. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he went to the Kesa, and the Kesa was, he understood where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is, so he told him, pick out whatever you want. He told me, see, he said he wanted that for the first 4 hours, anybody that goes out from Shire, from this Shire, don't kill. Those from 6 o'clock in the morning to 10, whoever runs out, let them live. He said he was going to kill them all the Yidden. It's one thing, then he wanted, so she said he wanted to have the Nisiyas from Rebbe, Kleisel has to continue, Mashiach, everything has to. He gave him that too. Then Asfosad Rab Tzadik, the medicine of Rab Tzadik, he says, listen, it's going to be a mid-rush. Do you have anybody you want to save? So he said, yeah. He says, yeah, bring me Rab Tzadik. Rab Tzadik fasted for 40 years. Kozman Rab Tzadik fasted. She went kein shlita for Kenya. And then they brought him into the case. When he came to the case, so Rabbi Yochanan Mazaki and Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Lezer brought him in. So they brought him in. The altar Rab Tzadik, shriveled Rab Tzadik. So then he came in time and said, he's Giddart. They were holding him from Beit Zayit. They brought him into the case. So Rabbi Yochanan Mazaki stood up. So the case tells Rabbi Yochanan Mazaki, for this smelly person, you stand up? So he told him. Hadein Saruach Hapshah Loshim for that smelly thing. For this person you stand up? So he says, Chayech Echshver. That if you would have double the amount of army that you have, and we would have one more Rab Tzadik, you wouldn't be able to do anything. So he says, what's his Koyach? So he says, because he could, on one date that he eats, he could learn Kach V'Kach many hours without Efsik. First of all, Yochanan Mazaki wasn't afraid of the case. He's sitting in Hitler's hands. He wasn't afraid. He told him the truth. And he let him. And he gave derech etz. He gave derech etz. What's that from Rabbi Yochanan Mazakei? Rabbi Yochanan Mazakei does Rab Tzadik. The kiyum of Kleisler's ain yid, ain tzadik, ain polish, ain godl, ain something that none of the ganze bria. And that mensch can not be the ganze bria. They don't believe in Teva. If you believe in Teva, you're finished. You're finished. For all the zaydin, there's no way. So if you don't believe, so what's the kiyum? How do we live? Because there's people, there's a Rab Tzadik, and there's a Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, there's a Chazaynish, there's a Bliskerov, there's a Sabarov, there's a Varan Kotler. They could do the Yisrael that don't believe in Teva, they don't believe in Teva, they don't believe in Teva. If you believe in Teva, you'll be nimsa b'yadav. So the Chavos Avos, this is totally, the message. Zel zach in a person's private life. There's no way I'll be Teva. I can just tell you a little bit in Askarish about Lo Yalechem. Somebody told me this. I'm this in the hearts. I don't even know where to run from Agnes Nefesh. Mamash, I don't know where to run. Somebody told me, this is what they said. I'm just saying, I think I said, is that everybody, every Yiddish shul in Lakewood has an internet. Either on the phone or this way or that. I don't believe it. So it's not 90%. 80%. I know my house didn't have it. He said, everybody has it. You don't know about it. Your kids, this, everybody has it. A kid, Gvald, what's the Shmira funds of the kinder? One habota, one look, one knetch. He goes on a different train, she goes on different for the rest of their lives. You'll never be able to undo it. Fizzle kinder, Hosea, the Ebshik Benjamin, that's our kinder. Tell me, what's the guarantee? How are you going to pull through? Apiteva? It's not going to happen. It's just sinking and sinking and sinking and sinking. So if you believe in Teva, it's over. But if you believe in the Olam HaRuchni, that's the Matzliya sign. So Zokhtun Zokhoev says, it's totally in you. Don't, Matinzik Alay. Davra B'nai Yisov Yisov. What do you want? You want Knees Yamsov? Zokhanoya. If you believe, I can do it. If you can't believe, Hashem Tzilcha. Hashem is just as big as your shadow. Big person has a big shadow. Small person has a small shadow. I can't go on his telfa. So you love Chatesh, you made Hashem weak. Everything is totally in you. We'll get back, it's extremely late, we get back. Let's go a little light. Not only is this B'dechal, but the Koyach HaDibur from a mensch is so chomer that whatever comes out of a mensch, it goes even more sharp. Not only your Meisim. You have Mashov HaDibur, Meisim, your Kavei, and the Gansam Bria. Shemayim, Shemayim, Lashem, but the Dibur is even more. How do you Abish B'shaf the world? Dvar Hashem, Shemayim Nasim, whatever that means. Dibur. Vatigzer Oima V'yokum Loch. Vatigzer Oima. Dibur. That's the Yishaf the world. A mensch is a Ruach Mamala. We get in the Koyach from Dibur. With this Ruach Mamala, a mensch can schaffen Welt and you don't realize it. So to Nefesh HaChaim and Perik Yud Gimel, Shar Aleph. So to Michein Bini Yisoyed Shalomat, I de Bechines HaDibur. Omer Omas HaNovi brengt er. Ki hine ha yoitza, ki hine yoitza horim u boire ruach, u magad lo odem ha-seichoy. Yisur kane sa odem, mach mis yoitza atem bezeh oilem ha-shofel. Shein ero yo masik ha-binyo ha-lisa ha-mensh zetnish, he doesn't know what's doing in the himmel. Chas v'sholom. Hanasal amayla boi lomis him called dibir dibir so whatever comes out of your mouth a mensh is chas v'sholom an avil is piv a mensh is chas v'sholom an avil is piv a fil a vort a fil a fil sikha kalam in ish lishtoy was the machlev given close can a person says and somebody else goes an avil is piv he was v'yochal al sadat chas v'sholom loy man ba'amach she dibir sikha kalam who cares she tibir l'shum pulu v'inin boilam avil yeden amon she called dibir v'sikha kalam shaloy Lucholashe Yevat Biswasav, Lais Avid Vein Hoylach Labatol Chasashol. Ayira, such a koyach. I get the word Muskum Drois in Zain Boil. It's going to be in the sky. So I have Shachaim, Shakol Ayoitz Mepiv Yasal Amaila. Uma Oyle Koyach Elion Heng, Bidiba Toyd, Moisim Koyach, Koyach Akadoshim, Vosom Dvar Bivichal Linto Shamayim. What's meant to Koyach Adibu for a mensch? Give you an example. It's frightful. It's a pachat shenka moyo. Ksubis Tachov Gimel. So the Gemara, how did she visit it out in the Hador? They were gefangen in Medlach, that came from Hador. They said, oh, that's good, went and said, get out of it, all the Medlach, they brought him back. They brought him back to Bar Yid. Good. So the Gemara, Oysev, Avuhu Dishmul, the Tura Badayu. So Avuhu Dishmul made the Shmira, watched the Medlach, put him in a place, make sure no one, so they rain. So I'm like, Shmul, he said, Vadayu, the man, he said, Tata, what are you doing? They were gefangen, who knows what they did to him, the Oslo Kona. Now they come to Nador, yes, the heat say. And what happened till Nador? We were there the last 3 weeks. What are they going to do with them? Oh, Malay, Ilu bin Asecha haven't, me have a smazazable? Go high. If they would have been your daughters, that's the way you would have talked. So, Viet, Avu, Shmuel, get it and say, it's not in line, it's Shmuel. Have a kishkoga, hayoisim, a pia shalad, vishtavim, ban say the mashmuel. Is Avu the Shmuel? I can't get over it. Avu the Shmuel, he's fighting with his son and learning. He said, what if it would be your daughters? Etzis HaZeh Gizot, what would be for your daughters? That's what happened to his daughters. Atate betakin. So Zayn Eineklach. Zayn Eineka. Mori Baruchu. Isik Yudha. Who made that shidduch? Came out of Avu the Shmuel. So Reis Gizot from Moel. Oy, the Hakupoda from that Tzadik. The Hakupoda from that Tzadik. Oy. He says, Zog Digmole, Yehuda B'lei D'Rabchir, Chasne Rav Yanai. Yehuda, you know, he almost brought Mashiach. You know, he was about to say Baruch Hashem Machayim Mason. Come on, Bomtzi, you know it. As they sent down from Shemayim, beers made out of fire to scare him, push him away from the Omid. To me, it's a pillow why he ran away. He was so struggled. Something made it from a beer made out of fire. You're talking about Yehuda B'nei D'Rav Chiya. A person, he said, Mashav Ruch, the whole Briel, Moira Geshem came out. And they were afraid that Sue's going to say, Ruch Hashem Achai Mesa, all the Mesa are going to get up. Yehuda B'nei D'Rab Chiyah Mesa was made. Yehuda B'nei D'Rab Chiyah, the person had, what came out of his mouth was this kind. They sent R'Rab Chiyah to the Omid, together with his two children, and they were, they finished, they were going to, just he started davening for the Omid, the Atat Ebit Zayin, Tzvei Kinder, by the Omid. The Omid turned over the whole Briel. As the Yerush and Nishgalos wasn't time to be, so he sent these face wolves and the finest bears made out of fire, scared him away. To me, I'm still ashamed of why they ran away. What's the matter? What's the matter from the bear made out of fire? Your name is Yehuda. Yehuda B'nei D'Rab Chiyah. But, whatever it is. Is Yehuda B'nei D'Rab Chiyah chasnin the Edom from Avyane. Hava Ozel V'yosef B'nei Rab, he used to sit in Yeshiva Agan Tzavoch, V'chol B'yishim She Hava Ozel L'Beisei. Every Erev Shabbos, he used to come home Erev Shabbos. Slach. Slach lived that way, writes that way. Why is it called Slach? Tzir L'Nefesh Chaya. His Rebbetzin's name was Chaya. And he made it see him. Why? He said, everything he has was dying to her. Because she let him sit and learn the whole week, Yom HaLaila, he's learned Shtei Dikei. Standing on his feet, and physically, I don't know he did it. Gassed and garnished. Until he came home on the Erev Shabbos. I said, ah, no, given grace, it's Adikim. Abdon Segel, when he first got married, that's the way he did. He learned a whole week, he's a Gevani Yeshiva. A whole week he came home on the Erev Shabbos. He's a Kopam Yehuda B'nei D'Rab Chiyah, the Gevani Yeshiva Gansvach. Kol Beishim Shehava Osi Lebeisi. Ki Hava Osi, Hava Chosak Amai, Amud Adonur, it's more in Subis, Samach Beis on the Beis. When he went out, came home, Amud Adonura walked in front of him. There was a flame of fire that was walking in front of him. As Agresa mentions, like Ben. Yom Echad, Moshe Shmaitzer. Was Erev Shabbos, and I get on the line, and he forgot to come home. Kiven Loi Choza Hu Simono, is I Shver, looked out of the window, Rab Yana, Yavuz, my Nadim. Havos Kumta Nisht, Omlu, Rab Yana, who is it? Rab Yana went and he told his Mishpocha, call for me Tosser. He returned off his bed. She'll mole Yehuda Kaim like Bitloy Nosa. What is Mavatli when the Mitzasoina? No, some stam for was is the Kumtanish, this Mistam is like a storm. Zog the Gemara Kishkoga, Yosem Pia Shalab Noch Nashe. What happened here? I thought I'd leave Zain Toch to the Benish Lelo. I thought I'd leave Zain Toch to leave Zain Eidem to bring Kamat Mashiach. For was hat nicht bekannt, wenn ich dahin gekommen, Freitag vanach? Mosch geschmeizen, ach weiß ich, wer ach weiß, I know what happened, und Mistam ist da gestorben. He knew he had greatest son, Zaydim was, that we can have a battle with Amitz, Amitz, Mustam Tegishtorg. So who killed him? Kishkoga Yetzim Piyasham. So the Gemara, the Dibu from a mensch. Pilchis, the Gemara, might cut in your chest. This is, two brothers, Shmuel had a brother. Shmuel's brother's name was Pinchas. Pinchas ach vede ma Shmuel. Isabel Milsa. Somebody died in his family. All Shmuel and Mishal time him in a at the gang game of he went to be Menachem Mogul. Chazin le tuvah davening fish, and his nails were very big. Would he have grace in Nagel? Only a mile shock is lahu? Why don't you cut your nails? What's this lying in Nagel? What's this business? Sagosh is ach. Tell you, make the nails things there. You big nails. The ganze sitra acha spatzachan of nails. Is he had long nails? So, what's the grace in Nagel hosta? Oh, my lay, even did he have a me mezazel school high? If it would be you be sitting out there, you would also be mezazel. Don't you see I'm bizarre? Nu, sagt die Gemolle, kishkog in Yerzen Pia Shalit, wie ist ein Milsa des Shmuel? Wo ist ein Shmuel's kid died? Who killed Shmuel's kid? His brother. Well, then your kid, if you had been Avelis, you also be Mezazel. Now, he was sitting Avelis, and now it's Pinchas' chance, he's come to me Menachem Mobile. Oh, Pinchas, after the Shmuel, the Mishal, the time of Menei. As Pinchas came to his brother, Shmuel, the Goladar, to be Menachem Mobile. So Shmuel went, Shaklin, the Tufay, he ripped off his nails, he threw into his brother's face. Omle leslach bris krusels vasayim? The face in Shtaloch, the Zotzeret from Malas and Skyim? Shanem avayoy ma'adah, and got some mice in the Mubin's apostle. Is who killed who? Tell me, Pinchas had to sleep, Shmuel? Why Shmuel, cook for Shmuel, gilip. Sein Tate hat weggelegt seine Töchter und sein Bruder hat weggelegt seine Kinder. For what? Mensch, grace is a vegan. You have a koyach adibir. Koyach adibir, you can't be mask. How powerful is. He was so angry. And Ashi says, Meloiv kas. Meloiv kas. Vohol de machsel. I can't even finish the Ashi. He was so angry at his brother. What'd you do? What'd you say that out of your mouth? Zog de, the Biki Yosef, the Chidor, made the Gzah. We grew up with this, all the plenty of Kinlach Mason. Oh, but here it is, here's the mock of it. Talk to Chidor, and so far today, he brings on Shilei Shirayim, extra things. Ranked it up, I'm waiting to take a list. At the end of the Shulchan Aruch you're there. What does that say? Moshe Rabbeinu says, "V'may mechenu no misifecha." Moshe Rabbeinu, gezog mechenu no. So then Pashas the Tzavah Shteit Nishzayin no. Moshe Rabbeinu mechenu no is mechenu no. Far. This is the chidah. Hagreis a mensh zog tefes hareis umoil. It's going to be the sky. Really, it's already 11 o'clock, it's not fair. I see the island, a few people came afterwards. There's so many more Marmar crimes, so I'm going to get back just to tell you. I believe that next week will be Mamshik. Because it's Domus Yamu with the gate to Pesach, the Yontif of Pesach. Pesach gives you the Kerech Adiba. I'm going to go back to David. How did he get David against the wall? David, what do you say? A person does such an initiative? A measure, I can mention after and then, when I get a he takes it, he takes a Shevsele. And he takes it from the Oni. He says, Chai Hashem ki ben Mamasu. Oh, really? Atayish. Abdon, why did Abdon get in trouble? You yourself had a tainah. So how did you do it the other way? The teretz of them, you can't have a tainah. You have to suffer. Everything that happened, what did you do with Yosef? We know the next week will be Mamshach. We made it to stop it. What did you talk about? So the Pinske Magid says, I'm worried about when you want, like, what exactly what he did. The Goyin says, what's called din v'cheshbin? She say cheshbin and then din. What's din v'cheshbin? Let's make a cheshbin, then we'll make the din. So the name. You go like this. Hey, what do you hold if a guy that gets up 11 o'clock? What do you hold? Ah, the guy's a Rosh Hashanah Mabshah. His wife should give him a get. He should mabshah. So I'm out of yeshiva, the face of bomb. And then all of a sudden, there's by him's gate. He says, good. All of a sudden, he has a problem. He's this, that, again. He's just, he didn't put his act together. Well, he gets up 11 o'clock. Oh, you get up 11 o'clock. What did you say about the other person? That's what happens to you. Din. But you hold the other guy? Let's make a cheshbon with you. That's what they did. They said like this. By stackle, this was a trick. Let's take Yosef. Let's sit him down. The Yosef, what do you hold? If somebody has a family, oh, your name is Shlaim, and there's one guy that's taking the call. He's saying, he's telling the father, this one spoke Lashon Hara, this one's doing that, and this one's doing that. What do you do? So they figured out, by Yosef's das, Yosef would definitely say, you have to kill the guy. He's a raidiv. Zokta vayisnaklu oisoi. Itoi, oisei, you would read it as will be itoi, which means imoi, kloime elov. Throw it back there. It's a pshat. It's a nice pshat. Okay, I don't know if it's the pshat, but it's a pshat. The trick that they did, when you want to give somebody to chocha, how did they get Yosef? We're not going to pass against Yosef. We'll have Yosef passing against Yosef. We'll have David passing against David. We'll make the din v'cheshbin. We'll make the din and then the cheshbin. If this is what you hold about the chayim, that's the whole sakona. That's what they did. Vaistaklu, this was a trick. They took Yosef's hasoga into the cheshbon. What do you hold, Rabbi Yosef? I hold the guy's roid. Vaistaklu, they made that trick. Oisoi, because it should say Vaistaklu. Say Vayashu lahargoi. What's Oisoi? What's the Oisoi? So after you read Oisoi, is Itoi mitem, Imoi mitem, Kalayma Elov, throw it back to his face. Now, Yosef, you're going to suffer according to your hasoga. We have to stop over here, but I couldn't. This really, basically, that was the time on Abdon. This was the Taina and Abdom, even though Al-Khari Abdom was, that was the mice with the, we'll soon see, with the, okay, we have to stop Rabbi Chunin ben, Rabbi Chanina Medoiso. Why did his kid die Bitsomo? Because everything's told a God Ladur. When a God Ladur says something, then the Yabisha has to be listened to it. That's what things are, that's how the God is a good one. When his daughter fell into the water, Rabbi Chanina Medoiso said, what's going on? When his kid was once in the desert, Rabbi Chanina Medoiso already was nifta. There's no one had a taina. No one had a taina, so the kid died. You have to go with your koyach adibur. It was a ganz haskon, she said, I can't go into it now, it's late. So somebody was there, a few rabbonim were there, so he said, that's morning. You have to go to the Oren Kodesh, open up the Oren Kodesh, so it's morning. So I said, what do you mean morning? Why? Morning? He said, that's the only way it works. The koyach adibur from any person. I told you the Rabbi Chaim Sanza says, "Al Tayiri," he said him when he's 90. Chob Shmeira from Kain Sora from Kain Malach. Chob No Meira from the Krechts from Atzabroch Nayid. Atzabroch Nayid is going to give a Krechts. So these two Rabbonim told me, "Go to the Arne Kodesh." I don't have that strength to do it. Maybe because I'm not Beteich, and the Ruchni is the Krechts that a person has. And I didn't do such a pull. I didn't have that strength. But that's the Krech in the Mensch. A Mensch is a Boidei. You're a Tzelem Malakim, you're a Ruach Namali, you Shafet. The reason why Abdon got in trouble is because he himself did that Aveda. Oh, you did Aveda? Who are you talking about? Shavu'ali, I see. Two kids died and he became a Tzayda. Avekatim. And some learned that that's why he got the name Abdon. His name wasn't Abdon. His name was given Abdon later on. We record it only as the name Abdon because he got destroyed because of what he did. And that was the time by David, and that was the time in everything. Because the next week we have to be Mamshach, then we'll get to see what the reichet of the Yontov of Pesach is. You see, all the mitzvahs are with the mouth on Pesach. And the Igzach is Pesach. Sipitzis, Messiah, Matzah, Smor, everything dibble with the mouth. You mashe your, you tie your mouth. Your lips become helike, helike lippen. And Sfosai, Hashem Sfosai Tiptoch, Wufi Yagid, you'll find out from the Yontif of Pesach, if you prepare yourself, and you don't eat the kosher of Pesach Cheerios, and you don't go to the hotels, and you're called over also, and you write a reiner mensch, you'll be metar, your mouth, your koyach adibur. I was together with the young man, I can't go into the prothom, I was together with the man, we both went to speak to Adam Godin. It was before Pesach. So he told us, these in Yonim, Tzodik, Pesach. He said, the ikki is via mensch or talon, hayimahal de'evishtem. The person was didn't sit too far from me, yeshiva, and but Mr. Hal, everybody says Hal with the slightest, we all do. I could, what does he via Zoktis? He's on the mensch, trelin. I was so jealous, I wish I had that. Trelin, I don't remember if I ever said Hal where tears would come out of my eyes, that I should cry from the vakas, from the bank shop, from leaf shop, to be b'chub, b'chub, b'nacht, the nacht, from sipi, yitzis, from tzrayim. I had it, it's a tzugi great, and he had it. Pesach is a helike, helike yontif. You have to prepare for it. It's not too much time, but you have to link it in Yonim. The Ikazach first to understand that a person is Kaveya. Whatever a person does, that's good. The Ikazach the Kaveya Dibur. The Nether next week will be Mamshach. See all the tzaddis we have in Golis? Avroma is one of these. This is my Mokko. The Shtetach, Vatama, the Avram Pigger of Lazar Perik Mem Zain. Vatama, Avdech Hoyanker! How'd you call yourself in heaven in front of the Gres, the Hitler from the door? You call yourself Avdech? Chayecha kedibor chayir, who yimshol alecha ba'olam hazeh, va'at atiyah moishalav ba'olam haba, or ba'olam hazeh, is Esav zontav. Favos! So after Pirkin Rabbi Lezer, Favos, avdachoy, etzkizok avdachoy, ha'idar gemorish, paskit ba'aloche, rom shaseh misachek as lo yishani. If a Rosh is on top, so he's supposed to beizich. So what's the time to Yankov? Far found, don't call yourself an Evid. You call yourself in front of Esav, because that's why your hold is the biggest time. The fools that didn't have any seichel had to go to give the Chanukah licht to the guy. You gave the licht. Skate the shining cup. The Gemara is mash for Chanukah licht. It can't be higher than from where from Sukkah. And all the Heiliges for him say, what's the Chanukah licht? Chanukah licht is doch the Shmira like a Sukkah's a Hagon. It's the Chanukah licht in Golis. And they went to the Askon, it's Chambet, Chabad next. And they go and they give it over to the governor, Ezel Simtutuman Akipa. As an honorary Jew for one day, Ezel sit in the Chanukah. They don't begin to realize the Chomer of the Chet. They don't understand. They don't understand. Just want to give off the Goy, just give off the mitzvah. We put it under the Goy's foot. Give me a nickel, you can step on my face. Avdecha Yaakov. They don't understand for a nickel what they did. And they do it constantly. All the Haskonim, the Buktsach to the Goy, the Buktsach, the Buktsach. For them and Hosta Meida. You believe in Teva, you'll be Nimsa to Teva. If you believe Einod Mvadi, you're saying, Stolz of thy Yiddishkeit. If a Yid is strong by himself, look, Rabbi Yechem Ezake told Hitler in Panamarain. He told him, Chayecha, you have twice as much, you won't be able to have any Shlita on us. People that are strong by themselves. And don't be a wimp in America, Shmata, that you don't stand up for the Koyecha Ruchni that you have. This is the first basic Hadoma that you have to realize when we're coming to the Mu Yitzirah of Klai Sol, the Lemon is Unta Eit, by Pesach. Again we go into Chedis. Again we separate the Mitzrayim from us. And we become Hechre Ruchni, as like I mentioned. It's the first thing you have to realize, you're Koyach. You are the Kaveh and nobody else. If you believe that you're the Koyach, you're going to be Matzliach. If not, Chas Shom again. We then next week will be Matzliach. Ten o'clock. Stop. Stop going to the bicycle with the...